one of the
descriptions of the Dharma is it's the here and now.
So have you had an equivalent kind of insight into nouns as a appearance?
Well, anicca is like things are not really anicca because things are not really things. There isn't really anything that's changing. Just out of our conventions of speech and perception, we say, this book is changing, the cover is wearing out. The words are changing, the sounds are changing. But in terms of nounness or timelessness, the akaliko dhamma, we reflect on anicca, impermanence, and that reflection leads to the realization, oh, there isn't really anything that's ever born and dying, that ever really begins and ends. We just talk about the world of things in that way for the sake of communication and functioning in the conditioned realm. But there isn't really anything. In this sutra, there's a section later on in the sutra where it says, in this moment, there is no thing that comes to be. In this moment, there is no thing that ceases to be. Thus, in this moment, there is no birth and death to be brought to an end. Therefore, this moment is the absolute peace. And though it is just this moment, there is no limit to this moment. And herein is eternal delight. This is a great book. Simply taking a phrase like, in this moment, there is no thing that comes to be. Or like contemplating locationness or here-ness. Just a word like now, or where is here? Or just that little quotation, in this moment, there is no thing that comes to be. And then just letting the impact of those words have its own effect. And even if it's just for a moment, a second, then that rejigs the habits of perception, at least in this mind. So it creates a different baseline, again, if such language can apply, for experience. So that now is not just a very, very short period of time. It's referring to a whole different quality.